I look down there, and that's where you see the toes of people, and their hairy ankles, and their untied shoes, and the feet of the dry, shrunken ladies when their sons take them shopping. Up higher, you hear their voices making some last request. You see their sons go along with it, some kind of creamed corn or oxtail soup in a can, and you see their sons stop trying to talk them out of it. But way down below, where Jeremy is, you just hear the scraping of their shoes across the spilled rigatoni pieces and the limping old legs, these old ones that haven't given up yet. I'm thinking that's why they want kids to ride up top of the cart cruising the grocery store, up there where the world isn't such a dying, garbagey place of discards. I'm about to invite Jeremy up top, and I bend down to get the Pepsi six-pack, and I hear near my knees, Jeremy sending a message real soft, sending it to the knees of strangers. Balloon, 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 balloon.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 3 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 86.